The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Governor Henry McMaster gave his State of the State address last night. It's his annual speech of outlining his priorities. Governor McMaster told lawmakers that he wants a say in future judicial appointments after the decision from the state Supreme Court to strike our fetal heartbeat bill. There's been a lot of focus on the process. Here's the governor's comments last night.
I suggest it is time for the members of the General Assembly, who are attorneys, to stop suing the bodies in which they serve, stop suing state agencies in plaintiff actions, and stop suing elected officials. This is absurd. It diminishes the public confidence not only in lawyer legislators, but in the rest of state government as well. We must also ensure that the public has confidence in whom and how our state's judges are selected by making the process more transparent and accountable. South Carolina is one of two states in which the General Assembly selects the members of the judiciary. It appears that the confidence in this arrangement is waning. Too often, the people's business is unattended. Justice delayed is justice denied. I suggest that our founding fathers prescribed a method for judicial selection that has served our federal government well and with which the public is quite familiar. Gubernatorial appointment of all judges with the advice and consent of the Senate requires no reinvention of the wheel, will inspire the confidence of our people, and will encourage more excellent attorneys to seek public service. We should do that.
Governor Henry McMaster last night in his State of the State. On our guest line this morning, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Joey. How are you?
I am wonderful. All right. I'm going to put you on the spot here. You ready?
Okay.
I want you to give the governor a grade. Now, it's just between me and you. Nobody will ever know.
Okay.
I want you to give him a grade on his speech last night. A or an F or somewhere in between?
I think he did an A. It was spot on. I think he hit every single topic that people talk about at their kitchen table, and I think that's what's important. And as you heard, I mean, people have been talking a lot about judges and how they're elected. He is right. We're only one of two states in the nation that allow their General Assembly to choose. It is a whole lot easier to have the governor give recommendations and let the Senate confirm those recommendations. It takes, he mentioned last night, we have a General Assembly that does have a lot of attorneys in it, and that's not a good thing or a bad thing. It's just the way it is. And they are choosing judges yep. that they end up, you know, arguing their yep. case in front of. And yep. so this is nothing new. This is the way we've done it here forever. So it's not that somebody tipped the scales in some bad direction, but it's like the governor said, this is time for change. Everybody was very upset with the ruling that came down on the heartbeat bill. They thought that the justices, their arguments were not rooted in the governor being an attorney, you know, talked a little bit about that last night in his State of the State, why that wasn't a good opinion, that it was an yeah. opinion that was really more of a personal nature than it was, rounded in law or debated yeah. on in law. So
yeah.
It was very good. I think it was great him talking about school choice and actually putting a face to what school choice looks like. We had a young man there last night. He was just cute as he could be. That went to a Catholic 4K program that was sponsored by First Steps. and had such success that his mother was really upset that he might have to leave that program and go somewhere else where he might not have the success.
Yeah.
So, you know, because we don't have a voucher system, he lives in a school district that is not a great school district as far as, you know, their outcomes. But his mother had no option. So if it wasn't for basically the Catholic diocese fronting the tuition on that for her personally, her son would not be able to stay in that school. And that is a shame. And it put a face to a problem that sometimes it gets lost that these are real people that are having these problems. So a big win for school choice last night. I hope all the naysayers in school choice look at that and say, oh, wow, these are real people. Sure. This is not a Democrat Republican thing that we're fighting about. This is not a public private school issue. This is a real people issue, and parents should control their child's education.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
And of course, very timely. This is National School Choice Week. We learned this week, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed an unprecedented school choice bill called Students First Act, which allows any Iowa student to use public money to pay for private school tuition or other expenses. You know, that's the direction we need to be headed here in South Carolina as well. And kudos to you and Governor Henry McMaster for your support of school choice. It's just very important. He also touched on the idea of paying teachers more money, getting them more money in their paycheck each week.
That's absolutely right, Joey. You know, a former superintendent of schools here in South Carolina, Nick Dace, Mick came into my office when I first became lieutenant governor with all kinds of data. This is when he was working for Betsy DeVos in D.C. And he said, Lieutenant Governor, do not let people fool you. Poor kids can learn, right? Yeah. They need great teachers. And teachers make all the difference. So what we want to do is, first off, we made the first steps in that. Last year, the funding formula for how states are funding schools was put into play, making it more transparent and easier to follow the money. The governor, all he has ever talked about is making sure that state dollars go directly to the classroom. And I think that's really important. And it allowed our public charter schools to have a guaranteed funding stream because they didn't before that. So if your child was going to a public charter school, the money for their tuition would follow them to that public charter school. That was a huge first step. Now we want to make sure that, one, we do pay our teachers more. As we're turning out great teachers all over our state, our four-year colleges do a great job. We want to make sure they stay right here in South Carolina. We don't want to lose them to North Carolina or Georgia. So asking again in his executive budget, we talked about it during our press conference. We are asking the General Assembly to give a $2,500 across-the-board pay increase to our teachers and a $2,500 retaining bonus paid in paid at half mid-year and then half at the end of the year. And by 2026, to get our starting teacher salaries to $50,000 a year.
Yep. He also... The governor also, I loved his idea of similar income tax credits for law enforcement officers and recruitment bonuses for law enforcement officers. You know, we just that's the story. I talk with police chiefs and sheriffs all the time, and they're having trouble recruiting good quality candidates for our law enforcement. And the governor addressed that in his State of the State as well.
Well, Joey, you're absolutely right. We can't thank our law enforcement community and their families more, right? We should thank them every time we see them. And we need to keep them, and we need to let them know how much we care about what they do and how much we back the blue. We can't say that enough. That's who we are here in South Carolina. And not only do they keep us safe, but they are a big part of our success as a state.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to go to a state that doesn't back their law enforcement, that is not safe, where they're afraid to walk down the street. So thank you to our law enforcement for what you do to keep my family safe, but to help in the success of South Carolina.
Yeah, absolutely. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. All right. So you heard it here first. She gives the governor an A. Tommy, let's get this audio to the governor so he can hear it for himself. An A rating for Lieutenant Governor Pamela Abbott. Always a pleasure. Be safe out there. We'll check in again next week.
God bless, Joe. I hope everybody has a great weekend.
Thank you. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Abbott.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.